WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is calling it election interference. The judge in his January 6 case releasing portions of special counsel Jack Smith's filing that details evidence that Smith asserts is not covered by the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. Smith arguing in the filing that or presenting evidence, he says, that Trump was acting as a private citizen and not the president of the United States. The death toll from Hurricane Helene to rises again up to 189 now, with power outages in excess of 1 million homes and businesses. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is moving quickly to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that, among other things, cracks down on ghost guns, moving to implement this before pro-gun rights activists sue. One of two physicians charged in the ketamine overdose death of actor Matthew Perry pleaded guilty to supplying the drugs.
In front of a federal judge, Dr. Mark Chavez admitted he wrote fraudulent prescriptions to get ketamine for Matthew Perry. Federal prosecutors say Chavez and Dr. Salvador Plasencia were getting vials of the anesthesia drug for $12 a vial, but were selling it to Perry for $2,000 a vial. Plasencia even texted Chavez he wondered how much this moron will pay. Chavez admitted in court to conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He could get 10 years in federal prison when he's sentenced next April. Alex Stone, ABC News at federal court in downtown L.A.
Seems Magazine Dreams, the Jonathan Majors bodybuilder drama, will get a theatrical release after all. Briarcliff Entertainment says it'll release the film early next year. The original distributor bowed out after Majors was convicted of a misdemeanor involving his then-girlfriend last year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM.
Mostly sunny today. Our high right around 73 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10. This evening, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two, then clearing after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine 68, Saturday sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll discuss the new film Closure, the story of the closing of our two-year campuses, and also look ahead to a visit from Vice President Harris next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Phillies home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
I actually like to dash, then dine. I take my food, run to the car, get the hell out of Dodge, run like a thief in the night while I'm stuffing my face with hamburgers. Hello, Wisconsin. How are we doing tonight, everybody? Great to have you here with me on Nightlight tonight. A Wednesday edition. Conrad, this is the middle of the week. We are between, for you, I'm trying to rehash the last few days of your life. You went to a game that you really enjoyed, a little frustrating, but it was a fun game to be at.
Yeah.
What do you have to look forward to? We're in the middle of the week.
I'm happy that I'm starting to peel with my sunburn, so it's not going to last that much longer.
Do you tan?
Just to my legs. It's weird. Every other place, I get super burnt.
Oh, wow.
And then return to the original color.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Can't say I have. No.
I've been nude on a beach, but it was not a nude beach. It was a problem. I'm like that too. If I get sunburnt, like if I work at it, I'll get like a bronze, but I don't really tan. And it's not worth it because the first one, I'm like burnt to a crisp and it's terrible. And it's weird that you got that like in late September.
Well, it was weird because like I looked at the UV index and, you know, you go outside and it's a little windy. And then you get into the stadium and just the sun's beating right on you.
Yeah.
And there's no wind whatsoever, so you're just burning.
Do you actually check the sun's rays before you go out?
Sometimes
that's really smart. I don't think I've ever done that.
I was going to the game and I checked it and it was like, I could probably get a sunburn with this. And then I forgot the sunscreen. So.
Oh, man.
I got to the game and I was like, well, all right, here we are.
But you had, like, there's got to be people around you that had sunscreen.
Yeah, my relatives did. I don't think they, I didn't ask, I guess. But
do they tan?
You know, honestly, they might. I don't know, actually.
It's weird. I've got, like, mostly Irish blood and skin, and half my family will tan, and the other half don't.
My dad gets sunburnt, my mom doesn't.
That's how my mom is, like, black Irish. She's got the dark skin.
Yeah.
And my dad has, like, fluorescent white. But it looks cool because he's got like white hair and I like that look, but man, yeah, his skin, he's got to put sunblock on. He wears it in the winter even. He doesn't mess around, which is what I probably should be doing too. All right, enough crazy skin talk. Wherever you are, folks, I hope you're getting an evenly balanced tan or you're using sunblock because that's important. And that's what we'd like to do here at Nightlight is give you helpful information to further your day-to-day lives. Great to have you with me tonight. I have a really fun show tonight. Two of my comedy idols are here. Steve and Leo are going to join the show at 6:35. They were a comedy team in Chicago. They left about a year after I started doing stand-up. I had the privilege of working with them right before they moved to L.A. and went on to write films such as The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming. They've had a tremendous... run writers, and they are really funny guys. They don't do stand-up anymore together, but they were sort of the king of the crop in Chicago when it came to stand-up. They were those comics that other comics love to watch, and they will be here at 6:35. Thrilled to have them on the show. And then at 7:35, our old friend Abby Novak joins us. Right, Conrad? Is Abby? Abby's going to be here?
Yes, she is, and she's going to be on the stream, too.
She's going to be on the stream, yeah. So we'll get to see Abby, and we'll get to see her enthusiasm for all things Appleton. She is the president of downtown Appleton.
The marketing director, I believe, and yeah.
I call her El Presidente. She's the unmitigated leader. She's fun, and Appleton always has something going on. It's a very vibrant town, and Abby will be here to tell us about what's happening this weekend. Always fun to talk to Abby. And it is, Conrad, I just want to say, before we go any further, you look, you're very well put together today. You got a bounce in your step.
Yeah.
And you have a great attitude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything you want to say to me on this special day?
I like your shirt.
Oh, God. It's National Compliment Day, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I was going. I gave Conrad a selfless compliment about his overall being, and he likes my shirt. So
it's a nice color.
I think I wore this 2 days. I got to start mixing it up. I got like 19 shirts, and I wear like three of them. But it is National Compliment Day today, which is good. I like positive days of the year. So our question tonight, it's more of a statement. It's not an order. It's a request. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. I'll start. Keanu Reeves. I love this guy. Generous, selfless, and just a really good human being by all accounts. He talks to people. He takes time out of his day. And that doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him not a Hollywood elite actor or celebrity, not even Hollywood. Most well-known people oftentimes want nothing to do with the general public. But Keanu Reeves, kind of, he's very different that way. There's been like viral video of him talking on the subway to people. He gives tons of money away. So my random compliment about someone famous, I'll direct it to Keanu Reeves. He's a very generous person. And that's a good compliment. That's high praise. Do you have someone, Conrad, you want to compliment?
Oh, well.
Start us off here.
I got to go back to an old favorite of mine, Kate McKinnon.
Wow.
I love your comedy. It makes me laugh every single time I hear any of your sketches, any of your movies, anything. You're just really funny. And I appreciate that.
Great compliment. You haven't talked about Kate in quite a while.
Yeah, I miss her on SNL. You know, I was watching the SNL 50 and I was like, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. She played a great Hillary Clinton in 2016. I laughed so hard. I mean, she's just great. She plays all of them. All of her characters are hilarious. She's very talented. She was funny in Barbie. Yeah. So that's Conrad's comedy crush. And it's a good one. Yeah, those are great compliments. So let us know what your random compliment is and who it's directed to. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be a celebrity. It could be someone in your own life. Let's say something positive about someone tonight. Give a compliment on National Compliment Day to someone that you feel deserves it in your life. And you can do that at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can compliment us on the stream. Or you can message us on the stream. Conrad, where can people watch the radio?
Of course, yeah, we're on WGBW and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook, YouTube, we're under Civic Media, or WGBW, and on X or Twitter, or Elon Musk's app.
Whatever that is.
We're under Civic Media and WGBW.
It's also National Name Your Car Day, which this sounds lame on the surface. Like, I feel like people that name their car, it's kind of strange. Then I realize, I've done that with like my last four cars.
Yep.
So we have a big old Land Cruiser. It's about 20 years old. The thing is a champ. It's my favorite all-time car. I bought it used about 15 years ago. And my kids started calling it Frank the Tank. It's a big gas guzzler, but it's great in the snow. The director, David Mamet, used to own it. I thought that was cool. I thought that would rub off on me writing-wise. Didn't really, but it's a great car. So I call that Frank the Tank. And then we had a little hybrid, a silver hybrid, that my daughter started calling Sterling, Sterling Silver. And my parents had a car. They had a Ford, God, it was the little hybrid, C-Max, and they called it Ruby. So it's fun to nickname cars. Do you have a nickname? You got a Ruby car. You got a red car, Conrad.
I actually haven't named that car, but I did have one for my Pontiac Torrent. Oh, I don't know why.
Wow, what do you name? A Pontiac Torrent sounds like it should have a name like Phil.
What's funny is that was the name.
Oh, come on, seriously?
Yeah,
that is brilliant.
I don't know. I was talking with one of my friends, and we just gave each other's names, and he said Phil.
That is unbelievable.
And I said Phyllis.
Pay dirt, baby. And you, wow, that's, how's Phil been running lately? I think Phil needs an oil change.
I think, wow, that's been almost 6 years since I had that car, I think, somewhere on there.
Okay.
So whoever has it now.
Who's got Phil?
I don't know.
Phil has new parents. It is Sting's birthday today. He's 73. One of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion. I love The Police. I love his solo stuff. 73, still looks great. Sting once bragged that he could have sex for 12 hours. It's called like tantric sex. And some people, what are your first, what's your takeaway from that, Conrad? If you heard a guy could do that, what's your first thought?
I don't know.
Mine was, why?
I guess.
Who's got 12 hours?
I mean,
I guess if you're rich and successful.
Yeah.
And you're out to prove something.
Why not, right?
Right. I mean, I can only go 7 hours, but whatever.
If you got 12 hours, use them, you know?
You got 12 hours. In fact, you know what? I stand corrected. I can't think of a better way to spend 12 hours. So good for Sting. He is 73 right now. He might need some help with that. But a great artist, great songwriter, really good singer, and a pretty good actor too. He's had a pretty good film career, and we'll hear from Sting a little later. He's not going to be on the show, but we're going to play some Sting music and maybe some Police. We'll get to that a little bit later. And I saw this today. I thought this was interesting. The inventor, the guy who invented washing your hands and made it common practice with soap, was called scientifically unsound. It was confined to an insane asylum.
When was it?
Oh, like in the 1800s. I can't think of a better contribution to society.
Yeah.
And they locked him up.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, even if you didn't like it or if the guy was cocky or arrogant, why would you lock him up?
You just don't need to wash him, I guess, back then.
I guess not. I saw a sign about 3 years ago. I was driving somewhere in 43 and I pulled off the road, got gas, went into the restroom, and the sign said, employees should wash hands before returning to work. I'm like, nope.
Well, I'm leaving.
Must. Yeah. Not should. I get that you want to encourage that behavior, but all right, that's our question tonight, or our request. Give us a random compliment about someone famous or someone in your life. We've opened it up. It's all about positivity tonight, folks. Say something nice about someone who you think deserves it. All right? That's our question. Let us know. Steve and Leo, the famous comedy team, are here at 6:35, the writers of the Santa Claus and Space Jam. That'll be a fun chat. You won't want to miss that. Coming up next, more fun stuff on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our report on court challenges to undated or misdated mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania mentioned the materiality provision of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Just what is the materiality provision and how can it help protect voters? In question are ballot envelopes from otherwise eligible voters received on time and correct except for a missing or incorrect date on the outer envelope. Pennsylvania's election law invalidates those ballots, and as many as 10,000 voters were affected in 2022. The materiality provision, part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act Title I, was designed to keep racist election officials from rejecting voter registrations for minor mistakes, used as a voter suppression tactic throughout the South. For instance, white voters were given assistance and alerted to mistakes, while black voters were disenfranchised for a simple spelling error. For years, federal courts found that Title I applies to the whole voting process and ruled that missing dates, envelopes, and postmarks are immaterial to the validity of the ballot. Only recently have Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito and other conservative judges argued that it should apply only to registration and overturned such appeals. If a voter does everything right but makes a trivial mistake, shouldn't we make every effort to honor the intent of the voter? The ACLU's High Court appeal may answer that question. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
I cannot think of better October sound than that. Hey, folks, every Friday night here on Nightlight, moving forward in the month of October, we have a feature called Freaky Friday. As you know, Fridays here at Nightlight are bar band Friday nights with Terry Barr. She brings great music. That's every week at 7:35. In the first hour, we're going to do some ghost and spooky talk every Friday up until Halloween. It's called Freaky Friday, and this Friday will be the first. So tune in for that. That'll be fun. Here's a weird thing. You know, my hometown newspaper, the Marinette Eagle Herald, did an article on Nightlight, and they featured me in the article, and I talked to them. I told them all about the show. I mentioned Conrad. They spelled it with a C.
Nice.
I mean, what can I do? It was he was recording me. If I was – and I didn't pronounce – if I had pronounced it more K-ish, he probably would have got that, but
I don't know how you do that, but I appreciate that.
Well, Conrad is with a C is like Conrad. Conrad with a K is like Conrad.
You know, I'm going to use that now.
I think you should. But I posted the article and I said, I'll take some hometown publicity or whatever, something harmless. And Facebook pulled the article because they said I was trying to profit off of it.
What?
They're such jerks. It's like, and they're like, do you want to fight this? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to go to court, but yeah, I click the box. It's so stupid. It's like, you know, I'm trying to like this writer, Dan Kitkowski, took time out of his day. Interview me, wrote a nice article. I post it on Facebook so that I can help promote the show and help promote Dan's work, and Facebook takes it down. What the H? I got problems with that.
No, you got to fight Mark now.
I would. I would get in a ring, and I'll tell you what, I would destroy him.
Don't you dare take down my article.
That's the motivation. That would be my Michael Jordan type motivation in the back of my head. Take down my Nightlight article, and I would demolish him. Or, you know, maybe we could just do an arm wrestle. I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. Drake checks in on the text line and he says, maybe it's the beer talking. Maybe it's the beer talking, Marge. But you got a butt on you that just won't quit. Drake has texted the show before. He always has good. He's got very pungent, I'll say, texts. They're always impactful. I like what he says. Pungent's probably not the right word. They don't smell, but they're very meaningful. That's a great one. Thank you, Drake. That's our question tonight. Give us a random compliment of someone. It could be a famous person, someone in your life. Let's spread the wealth here and be generous and say some nice things about people. That's what we've got. And Stephen Leo will be here at 6:35, a comedy team from Chicago that I looked up to when I started doing stand-up comedy. They went on to write The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and both, you know, and I don't want to be like one of those people that says, oh, they're good guys in a bad business. I've met a lot of great people throughout my adult life that were comedians, writers, actors, whatever. There's a lot of great people in show business. And there's some jerks too. Diddy. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You ever go to one of those parties?
Can't say I have.
Yeah, steer clear. but Stephen Leo are great guys. And they may have stopped in at a Sean Combs party at one point, but I'm sure they turned around and walked out the second they saw Funny Business. So they will be here at 6:35. We've got, this is interesting. I saw this today. Todd Michaels sent this out. The first self-made female millionaire in the U.S. was black. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker, and she died in 1919, shortly after becoming a millionaire, selling beauty and hair products specifically designed for black women. How do you never hear of her?
She definitely had a great business if you're a millionaire with it during that time.
In 1919. Yeah. That's insane. And this is the first I've ever heard of her.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So let's do this. We've got a couple things I want to get to before the news. So let's hear. Stephen Leo were great at, they would take these old bits and kind of turn them on their ear. So the Who's On First bit, Abbott and Costello, they kind of did their own take on it. And they would just go with a bit. Even if the audience was staring at them, they would keep going. And that's what made them so brilliant. And this is their version of the bit, Who's On First.
Well, Leo, it's baseball time again.
I know, Steve. I'm a big fan.
Oh, so am I. You know, my favorite team of all time was the 69 Cubs, but I can never remember the names of the players.
Oh, that's easy. Let's see. You had Santo on third, Beckard was on second, Banks on first.
That's what I'm trying to find out, the first baseman's name.
Banks.
The guy playing first.
Banks.
The man on first base.
Banks.
Look, all I'm trying to find out is Banks on second?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckard's on first.
Beckard's on second.
Ron Santo.
Oh, he's on third.
How do we end up on third?
Well, you said the man's name.
If I said the man's name, did I say Banks is on third?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckert's on first.
Beckert's on second.
Ron Santo, third base.
So, it's funny. That's just a straight audio clip. When I was listening to it, I'm like, you know what? There's no audience. But then I'm like, well, maybe there was an audience. They were just staring at them because I've seen them absolutely crush and annihilate a room. And then I've seen people that just like did not get them at all. And in both cases, it's a thing of beauty. You know what tonight reminds me of, Conrad? It's a little cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Not as many people going next door for gelato. Let's hear it. Fall gelato. I'm not the kind of like to give myself a compliment, but my voice kind of sounds sort of velvety there at the end.
Those were real tears, by the way.
Those were real tears. And do you realize, all right, it's early October. Before we have summer gelato again, we're looking at 8 months?
I think it's supposed to get warm out again pretty soon, I believe.
Pretty soon, really. I wonder what winter gelato is going to be like. That's what I want to. This is going to be nobody over there.
That will be just you crying the whole time.
Just be the dude that works in there doing a Rubik's Cube for 8 months. All right, we'll do that. Stephen Leo are coming up next at 6:35. Abby Novak is here, ladies and gentlemen, at 7:35 to tell us everything we need to know about what's happening in Appleton this coming weekend. So that's it. And get in on our question or our request. Share some love. Give a compliment to someone famous or someone in your life. That's our pay it forward thing tonight. All right, this is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You don't have to call me lieutenant. I don't want to be your son.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is calling it election interference. The judge in his January 6 case releasing portions of special counsel Jack Smith's filing that details evidence that Smith asserts is not covered by the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. Smith arguing in the filing that or presenting evidence, he says, that Trump was acting as a private citizen and not the president of the United States. The death toll from Hurricane Helene to rises again up to 189 now, with power outages in excess of 1 million homes and businesses. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is moving quickly to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that, among other things, cracks down on ghost guns, moving to implement this before pro-gun rights activists sue.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Mohn reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Mohn.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation. Then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 73 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10. This evening, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two, then clearing after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, sunshine 68, Saturday sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up, it's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Oh, man. It is, I got to tell you, Conrad, for Wednesday night, your voice sounds great tonight.
Thank you. And you know, for a Wednesday night, I like your shirt.
You just said you can't even.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You just used that compliment right. 10 right. minutes ago. You can't think of another one?
Oh my God. I like how your hair looks tonight.
Too
how about
late.
That?
Now you ruined it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Abby Novak will be here at 7:35. She's going to fill us in on everything happening in Appleton. You're going to want to know about it. It's Sip, Shop, and Crochet. No, Needle Point.
Stroll.
Ship, Shop, and Stroll. That's a lot of activity.
Ship?
For one day. Yeah. A lot of merchant marines in Appleton. All right. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest, this is the first time on Nightlight. They are the writers of the film Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and I think they wrote Birth of a Nation. I'll have to double check that. And they are a dynamic comedy duo, Steve Rednick and Leo Benvenuti, or Steve and Leo, join me now on Nightlight. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Oh, my God, Steve, look at your hair. That looks awesome.
What the?
I love it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave all my hair. I should have warned you. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
No, it's not that. It's not a warning situation. It looks fantastic. And
hey, look at what I'm wearing here, boys. Come on.
You should have warned me about that. Are you a Sox fan or a Cub fan, Steve?
Oh, I'm a Sox fan. Always will be. And say what you will, we are the best of the worst, my friend.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You, in the modern era, think of a worse team.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Conrad, let's go to the Google. Find a worse team than the White Sox stat. If
I don't
you can.
Think so. You have a hard time.
Could have
time
been one
of
the
that.
Oakland A's.
Not in the modern, not before 1900. You can't go before 1900. Okay. 1900 on the modern era.
You're going to put a qualifier on it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you guys?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to have both of you on the show at the same time. Leo has been on the show several times and always asked me not to have Steve on when he's on, but it's nice that you guys obviously figured things out. Look.
Pete, I told you, he's up. Very sensitive.
Come on. You can't teach that to the kids, an actual walk-off virtually,
okay,
where you stand up and walk off the stage.
And it's National Compliment Day, and I was just kidding around, obviously, but it's great to have you guys here. For the listeners, I just want to say these guys are total comics. Like, when I was starting out, they were already established. They were the guys that all the other comics used to love to go to the club when Steve and Leo were playing there and watch them do comedy. And I think you remember this because I brought it up over the years, but I worked at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg with you guys right before you moved to LA.
Yeah.
And I was like on cloud nine. I was so worried about like looking not cool, but being funny and all that. And you guys would come up every night on stage and I would introduce you and both of you would say, thanks so much. Is it Pete? It's Pete, right? Is it Pete? And I'm like, the first night, I'm like, okay, they don't really know me. But by like Saturday, I'm like, oh my God, it's Pete. Yes.
No, we just thought it was funny. That's all.
It's hilarious.
I think for those of you listening who don't know the lingo, when he says a comic's comic, it means the audiences didn't get us a lot.
Most of our laughter came from the back of the room where the comics
We played to the back of the room and
that's
loved
it.
I beg
to
differ.
We love that.
I've seen you guys crush. And I've seen you audiences just kind of stare at you like, where's Carrot Top?
Yeah. And just some, Leo will tell you, sometimes staring at us in disbelief.
Yeah. we'd have a line in there. It's like, I know you didn't think that's funny, but that's just for us. We'll come around to you eventually. Don't worry.
We'll do two or three for you, one for us.
And you guys had reached a point in Chicago where that week, the club manager at the time was Nancy Knape, and she comes up to you guys and she goes, "And you guys want to do?" It was like a Wednesday night, and she goes, "And you guys do 45 to close?" And Steve goes, get real. She goes, okay, 40. I'm like, who would just cave like that? Other than to, like, I couldn't get away with that, you know, opening the show.
That was a great room. We had three improv nights and a new talent night. We combined them. Three different nights in Chicago, three different clubs. The Schaumburg Funny Bone, Who's on First,
and, yeah.
What was the other one? The Roxy. That was a cool club.
The Roxy, yeah.
That was a great club. And yeah, we got to meet so many new talents coming up, and also then some great future improvisers, you know, Second City and went on to big times, Bob Odenkirk.
New talents, Leo, you say new talents, they're in their 60s now.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, these kids, it's where these we met, you know, Tim Kavanaugh, the youngsters out there, the Emo Phillips, the kids out there with their comedy and their
funny. It was a great, great adventure just to meet a lot of these people. A lot of them funnier, you wouldn't believe how funny they were. And they just sort of like moved on and,
yeah,
you know, went into advertising or just dropped it. That's all. But it was just a very, it was a way to make a living back then. Nowadays, I don't know how the people are doing. Steve's walking off again. What did you say, Pete? No, what did you say?
I just,
Steve, your hair got longer just when you got up. Wait a minute.
Okay, no, my, I got the product. Alert. My,
it's
my,
called
my,
Hims. Have you seen this product? Was,
okay, I'm good now.
Steve, have you been using Hims? Have you seen that commercial? Oh,
what are Hims?
I have no idea. They put it on their head and it says it's for ED, it's for hair growth, it's for
I use a lot of ED on my hair growth. That's what I use. A lot of people,
you're not using it right, Steve.
I don't know if I could say this, but I actually haven't had a hard on in years, but I figured I didn't want them to go to waste. So I crush them up. I use them in my hair. So try that, guys.
If your hair sticks straight up for more than 4 hours, though, well, you should call your physician.
You have to call a doctor.
It's just a precaution.
You call your barber.
What I loved when you guys, and I remember this the first time. I don't know if you guys remember this. Schaumburg had that thing. It said the sign was right behind the stage. It said Funny Bone. And then there was like a drop. And then you could go stand under there. So it was only the back of your legs visible from like the knees down. And yeah. Steve, Leo went and stood back there. And Steve says, Leo is going to vote. We just see the back of Leo's legs. It was just like the most inane thing, oh, yeah. But it was like one thing after another. It was so great. Do you guys miss performing? Are you fine with letting it be in the past?
I'm kind of fine. It was fun. It was a blast.
Yeah, I had a fun time.
I don't know about it. I couldn't see doing it today. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We just talked about our act. And we used to be pretty clean, you know, yeah, in comedy club standards, but we're looking at our act like, we can't do that. That's crossing the line.
Yeah. Can't do that. That'll cancel us in 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah, right. Oh, I don't know if we can do what we were doing back then, but, and we were considered pretty clean.
Absolutely. Did you guys ever work Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Boy, sure.
Man, where did you work here? Yeah, Milwaukee was a great, great company.
We did Madison a few times up there.
You know, it was a great little
club. Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful
also,
Green Lake.
We used to love working there because the club, it was just a guy who had a scrap metal place, but he loved comedy. And he opened up a little comedy club. But he also said, you've got to come up here to golf. And
oh, the guy on Green Lake. Yeah, we would go up there. Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful golfing up there.
It was like carved out of a forest preserve.
Lasonia.
Is that what it's called?
Lasonia. I just remember it.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? And it was a beautiful, you know, it was cut out of a forest. So a lot of times, you know, Steve and I weren't the greatest golfers, but you'd hit a shot and it's shanking off. And all of a sudden you'd hear it hit a tree. And then it would jump back onto the fairway. And we're like, yeah, that happened so much.
So he owned the club and he wanted you to play golf with him?
Well, no.
It was like a summer vacation for us. Like, it was like being on a cruise ship, but you're in Wisconsin. So we could go golfing. We could go walking. You know, it was fun. It was a great little gig.
We also did a bunch of colleges. For a while there, you know, they would book us at colleges. So we did almost all of Illinois, Indiana, and a lot of ones in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Did you ever work Yoder's Room in Traverse City? There's a guy, Jack, and his wife owned it, and they were about 80 years old. He had the worst hairpiece ever and really thick glasses. And there was one night in particular, and it was a Yoder gig. So they gave you a grade. When you were done with the week, they would give you a grade. So
that's nice.
I was working there with Pardo. I was the middle act. And the woman comes up to me, and she's socially very weird. And she comes up to me, and she goes, "We need cream." I go, "What?" She goes, "We need cream. We're out of cream." I'm like, "Okay." She goes, "Will you go buy cream?" So Jimmy's on stage. I'm done. I run and I get cream. I bring it back. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. So I get my grade back from Yoder like on Thursday. They gave me a C. I'm like, I went and got cream. Awful.
Oh, well, that just tells you, Pete, that you probably would have gotten a D if you hadn't
if
done,
I hadn't gotten the cream.
Yeah, right.
Right. And people's drinks would have sucked.
Well, there have been so many of those hell gigs, we used to call them. Plus, Steve and I were a comedy theme. So even though we were headliners, you know, we got the pay of a middle. So in order to save money, we drove everywhere, which, you know, what do? I ran out of talking to Steve. You know, I ran out of things to talk to Steve about the first 10 minutes we met. So we were in a car for 10 hours. And what do? We just wrote bits.
That's so great. Just
around wrote bits.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. My guests are Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti, Steve and Leo, as they were known in stand-up comedy. Great comedy team, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, very prolific writers. How did you guys start doing, when you got together as a duo, as a stand-up duo, how did that happen?
Well, Steve is a little older than me, so he used to babysit me.
No, that's not even true. Come on.
Go back to your room and write some more.
Cut your hair, hippie. That's what everyone's thinking right now.
You can put it in my ponytail if you want.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Steve, did that start during COVID and then you just let it go?
You know what? It was long. It was long and then COVID hit. And then after a year of no, and it got down to kind of this length, I said, well, you know what? I'm 72 years old. Let's see how long you can go. You know,
all right.
That's awesome.
Nothing wrong with that. That's great.
That was the first time I ever had a mustache, just a mustache without a beard, was COVID.
Yeah.
My son and I both grew one. And then somehow every time someone needs like a promotional picture or something, that's the one they find. I'm like, I look like Randolph Mantooth or something with the mustache, you know. I don't even know if he had a mustache, but yeah. How did you guys get together? So Steve's older than you.
Here's the short condensed version. Okay. Is we started a big improv group. I don't know if you even remember Exit Laughing. There was like five of us. We were improv group.
But we met at a Players Workshop at Second City.
Yeah.
And it was a Players Workshop. It was associated with Second City, but it really wasn't independent. Okay.
But and then, long story short, they weren't good. We were better. Okay, so I get a
Jeez, Steve.
What do you think the three of them are listening to? What is WGBW? What's the word that comes out of that?
Green Bay.
Booga booga. Yeah, it's Green Bay.
The big Green Bay. What?
That's where we broadcast on, though. But we're on statewide. So if those three people live in southern Wisconsin or the burbs, they might get us.
But Leo, honestly, they would have had to known that the two of us were better than them.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I think they were getting angry because Steve and I were the only ones who were writing things.
Yeah.
We'd come in with material. And then it just seemed all of a sudden one was married. The other one wasn't. The other one wanted to. I don't know what happened. But we're the only ones curious.
It's actually a good story because I get a call one Saturday afternoon from the Mill Run Theater.
Oh yeah,
Gulfville. And they say, "Hey, do you know how we could get in touch with John Lebowski, who was the other guy in our group? Because he used to do stand up by himself, and he would open for some of the bigger acts over at Mill Run, and they couldn't find him." And he said, "Do you know where he is?" And I said, "Well, I happen to know he's at a wedding tonight. That's why we're not working this weekend." And they said, "Oh, geez, because we have Barbara Mandrell's performing and we need an opening act. Do you do stand up?" And I never did stand up. I said, "Of course I do. Yes, I do stand up. Can you do 20 minutes?" I said, "Yeah, I could easily."
That's very bold and courageous of you, by the way.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. You know, so they hang up and I book the gig. And then I call Leo immediately. I said, "Leo, what are you doing?" She said, "I don't know, Joy and I are going out to dinner." I said, "Well, let's go and open up for Barbara Mandrell."
And that was our first time officially together.
So we figure out, you know, So the first thing we do, we go in and we meet Barbara Madrell's manager, which is
Steve,
her father.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me stop you right there. We got to do something or we're going to get cut off. We'll do a quick break and we'll pick it up with Barbara Madrell. Steve and Leo are here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Daniel from Menasha says, text here for Steve and Leo, love their writing on Kicking and Screaming. I call people juice box at least, at least once a week.
That's hysterical.
I love that. That's great.
And then Steady Eddie, one of our regulars here who is moved on. He does not call himself Steadfast Edward anymore. Steady Eddie says, Pete, before Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks was on first. He played shortstop. Banks was replaced at short in 1961 by Hall of Famer. I don't give a darn. Steady Eddie giving it to the guys. All right. And Steve, by the way, Conrad did some research. He's great with the Google. And he says that the White Sox, Chicago White Sox, make unwanted history by recording the most losses in a single modern MLB season.
Yeah. I'm saying you're the best of the worst, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will never question you again.
Why would I be bragging about how bad we are if I didn't mean it?
I know. Even in our losses, we're happy.
I got to tell you, this is. We'll get back to Barbara Mandrell, but I was at the Wednesday night Sox game with Tim Cavanaugh and his wife. Eric and I went.
I saw that on Facebook.
And we were there Wednesday night, and it was a pretty full crowd. And we all it was because they had 120 losses. And if they lost, then they would break the record. So I think a lot of people came to see the Sox break the record. And at one point there was a play and the people didn't like it. And some guy started, hey, sell the team. And the whole stadium picks up on it. Sell the team.
Oh,
so it was
just
kind of sad. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
But
and they want a new stadium. They want.
I know.
Rice for what?
If I knew him, I would say, look, a new stadium's a great idea, but how about, I don't know, a shortstop? Maybe just get a shortstop first and then build a bigger stadium.
Someone who can hit the ball to the outfield would be a good start.
Yeah.
But it was funny because by winning the game, the Sox once again disappointed all their fans. We didn't get to see the record. So, but that was a funny
Barbara Mandrell story. So
yeah,
did Erica come, Steve? Because I know
I
Joy.
Think Erica and Joy came. Yeah, I think
okay, they both come. Came. We were let through the back, you know, the entrance, the artist entrance. It was cool. We're backstage. You know, we just see Barbara Mandrell, but her manager was her father, who was this tall guy who spoke through clenched teeth. And he says, "How are you boys?" Yeah, Southern guy. Now listen, you boys, you know, you didn't clean stuff. Just pretend like you're, you know, in front of a church. And, you know, on Sunday morning, just keep it clean. And Steve says,
What did I forget?
I'm Jewish. And his reaction was like this. And I thought, Steve, why'd you open your mouth?
I was just going to set it up an alibi that if I said something that was inappropriate at church on Sunday, it was because I'm Jewish and I never was on church on Sunday.
That's so funny.
Plausible dinner. But the upshot is we went up there. First of all, on the ride there, we're sitting there. Okay, what can we do? Oh, we could do this bit. That's just you and me. And that one bit, that's you and Linda. Why don't you do Linda's part and make it? Yeah. And we're kind of like thinking 20 minutes. How can we fill up 20 minutes?
20 minutes. It was a revolving stage, which was sort of interesting for us.
Right.
And we offered rides, and people came on the stage, and they went around with us. And we had a blast. And then at that point, I think we decided, you know, we don't have to split the thing 5-6 ways.
Yeah, five ways. You know, 2 ways is much better than a 5-way split.
Yeah. So that was your first gig, basically?
That was the first thing.
Wow, that's a great first gig story.
I think they said, what's the name of the act? And we know, Stephen Leo, you know, it wasn't show back then. It was. for the record, name-wise, we were the comedy team of Stephen Leo, but the guys who wrote the movies were Benvenuti Rudnick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that differentiates, yes.
Yeah, because Stephen Leo would have been a little more vague, too. If you
yeah, Stephen Leo, just a bunch of hack comics writing movies. That's not impressive. But if you could get us a Benvenuti Rudnick, whoa, now you're younger.
murmur.
We got a lot of work because on the road, we worked with comics, Tim Allen, Dennis Miller, Tom Arnold, Roseanne. We worked with them. And when they made it, they're like, well, Stephen Leo, they can write. You know, they seem to write. So we got a lot of gigs based on working with them on the road.
Wow, really?
Drew Carey, all these people, yeah. Jim Carrey.
No kidding. I didn't know that. I would think you guys would be hard to follow because those guys weren't probably huge stars at the time, or maybe they were.
They were up. They were all good. They were okay. Yeah.
All right. You guys were like, I called you like the top of the Chicago comedy food chain when I started. Who were the Stephen Leos when you guys started? Who did you guys look up to?
Chicago?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Oh. Well, Chicago, Emo Phillips was always good from day one.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of them. Fiala, Paul Kelly. There's so many really good ones.
Yeah.
God, those guys were before you guys. Wow.
They were before, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're so old. It's hard to, it's hard for me to go back. You know, who the hell's older than me? God damn it.
Have you heard of Henny Youngman, Pete?
Of course. So what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The oldest hippie in America.
Jimmy Wiggins.
Yeah,
all of them were just, you know, I was very young. I think I always thought I was the youngest one at 17 when I started.
Holy smokes.
There was, Joey Gutierrez was younger. He was like 15 or 16. No wonder we hung out and liked each other, because it's like we related to the same cartoons.
That's awesome.
His mom used to have to come.
Yeah, used to drive them to comedy club.
They served liquor.
Don't you love that? I think that's a great. She had to order his drinks for him. I think
because he was a minor, he couldn't be in there without adult supervision. So
that's a great mom. Stephen Leo are here. Benvenuti Rudnick, if you will. They're going to stick around through the news, the award-winning Civic Media News here. And when we come back, I want to ask you guys about. The next chapter, moving to L.A., that'll be fun. Get you guys talking about that and all the awesome stuff you did out there. So we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Stephen Leo on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dear,
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Noah Cornelius from NBC 26 stopped by in our Neighborhood Focus segment.
And our good friend Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh joins us from our WISS studio. Join us.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.